Let me speak to Brian Toomey, who's going to have a conversation with us. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Frank.
One of the men from Tourism Ireland, again, flying the flag, or is it the tapestry for Game of Thrones?
It is indeed, and it's a very long tapestry. It's 77 metres long, so it'll take a bit of effort to fly it, I think.
Yeah, this is at the Ulster Museum, and Game of Thrones back on the TV again last night. I have to say, as yet, I haven't watched a full episode. My sister, a couple of members of the family, my daughter as well, big fans of it, you know, would literally go to the places in Northern Ireland to see where it was shot, even though they've been past them many's a time before. They now feel these places are more exciting because Game of Thrones was actually shot there. I know family members who've come from overseas just to go round the sites here in Northern Ireland because of Game of Thrones. It's an amazing success story.
It is phenomenal, and the fact it's now into its seventh season, you couldn't get a more contemporary, relevant story for Northern Ireland on the world stage. And it's quite amazing the number of people who do genuinely come primarily to have a Game of Thrones experience, and they can only get that in Northern Ireland.
Why is it so popular, Brian? Because I tell you what, from what I've read about it, some of it is a bit X-rated.
It's very hard to say what makes a series so successful as this has been. I think the production values, the storylines, the complexity of it, and all the ingredients prove hugely popular. But the world is made up of people who get it and follow it and those who don't, but you can't ignore it. And Northern Ireland, I think, has embraced this and all its possibilities. And that's what's really great about this. It's win-win from everyone's point of view. And from a Tourism Ireland's point of view, we've done our bit to make sure that people around the world are very clear that Northern Ireland is central to the whole production.
And the Dark Hedges, of course, iconically, with the iconic Dark Hedges, were in it from get-go. But other parts of Northern Ireland, do you recognise them or not?
You do some. Ballantoy Harbour now is recognisable. But a lot of them, they do use CGI, you know, so the computer-generated imagery transposes them into something, you know, ordinary and beautiful, but into something stunning and evocative. Perhaps the Dark Hedges is the most recognisable image that although it appears only for a matter of seconds, it is such unique and unusual that people come and revere it and walk up and down it. And obviously last year when the trees fell down, or a couple of the trees fell down, we saw the opportunity in turning what was something very sad into something very rich and engaging, and we created the 10 doors that people go and visit and re-engage with the content of their shows. So the Dark Hedges, I think, is quite a unique experience. Some other locations aren't as recognisable, but we now have multiple locations around the province for people to visit and to be inspired by the land that is the backdrop to their favourite show.
Just remind us where these doors are that were made from the wood of the fallen Dark Hedges trees.
Yeah, they are on a series of locations around the province. They go from, you know, up around Winterfell, they go up to various locations which are on the visitor experience around the north. So they go from down up to Antrim and any areas that have been associated with the actual shooting of the show.
It's very clever because you're making the most of everything. And this tapestry that's now being unfurled, or whatever you do with the tapestry at the Ulster Museum, that was a brainwave and a half from whoever thought that up.
Every year we try to do something more audacious, and it needs to be, everything we do gets the sign of approval from HBO, so the production values need to be very high. The other point is here we are creating legacy components. So when the show eventually leaves town, which will be a sad occasion, which will be in the next year or so, we have very good experiences on the ground for people to engage with. So the doors certainly achieve that. And the tapestry, which is based on the Bayeux tapestry, which again historically captured key periods of history, is now used in a similar fashion to capture the history of Game of Thrones. 77 metres long, so each of the seven episodes is represented by 11 metres of beautifully designed and embroidered tapestry. So even if you weren't into the show, I would recommend you going to the Ulster Museum to see perhaps the ultimate tapestry in the world.
Yeah, I saw it last night on UTV, and I have to say it looked pretty stunning. People go to see the biotapestry and all of this. They'll no doubt be impressed by what is on offer at the Ulster Museum. Do you think can you boys tap into krypton, which I think is now going to be the next big thing made in Belfast? Okay, most of it will be shot in a studio, but can you coax them to get some scenes from Northern Ireland? So if they're all into the embryonic stages of Superman, we might get some travel or some holiday benefit, some tourism benefit from that.
Yeah, I think it's really important that the location plays an important part in the storyline. So if something is shot in a studio, it is much more difficult for these people who are fans of the show. We call these people set jetters, as distinct from jet setters. These are people who want to come to a location that has been used in their show, and they want to take their selfies in front of something like Ballantoy Harbour or whatever, or the Dark Ages, to share with their friends. So it's essential that a show captures part of Northern Ireland that is recognisable. But I think Game of Thrones has delivered in spades, and I think it's great to see the people on the ground developing the experiences up in Castle Ward and other places that really work for the fans who want to visit. And we estimate about 55,000 people come every year primarily for a Game of Thrones experience, and that's worth about 18 million sterling in additional revenue. So people really will come to Northern Ireland because they can get an experience that they can get in no other country in the world.
And on a day like today, you have no bother at all selling Ireland.
Indeed, long may it last, but on a bad day you can visit the Ulster Museum and relive it scene by scene.
Lovely stuff, Brian. Good speaking to you. Brian Toomey from, indeed, Tourism Ireland. It's a great initiative. If you're around the Ulster Museum, pop in and see the experience for yourself. Right, good morning, 90333105. As for Game of Thrones, who listening at the moment absolutely follows it and could explain everything to me? I've seen it, of course. I know what it is. Some of it, going by, I've read more than I've seen, and some of it is incredibly X-rated. Like, unbelievable. Well, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Unbelievable. Hopefully people wouldn't really do what some of the characters in Game of Thrones actually involve themselves in. Like, it's as way out there as you're likely to get on the most pornographic of TV stations. So do let us know.